When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Welcome to the show on a Wednesday, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Good morning, JP. How you doing?
Great. Stellar. Superb.
Oh, good.
Superb.
I had a really weird last hour because I saw two car accidents in that hour. Isn't that rare?
Two.
Like, I don't remember last time I saw someone get in a car accident. It wasn't like crazy serious stuff.
Right.
But it was someone wanted to, they were on like the entrance ramp and they were going to merge in, and the person in front of me was like slowing down to let them in, but they probably shouldn't because it makes it more difficult. And so stop, go. The person decides to go and this guy decides to go. So they hit each other. So I had to go around them to get past them.
Okay.
But they rammed each other.
Was anybody yelling and screaming and stuff?
Oh, I'm sure. I didn't wait around because I'm on a highway, right?
Did
and I just want to get out of the way.
Did anybody deserve to get yelled at? Or was it
probably the guy who slowed down for the person to get on the highway? Just go by. It's easier. That person will figure out when to merge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I get to, so I get off the exit I want to get off of, and I go to this store to get some food, and there's a lady who parked her car, her Lincoln Nautilus, and didn't pull it in all the way. So she left like, more than this, she probably left like 3 feet in front of her nose, so her back end's sticking out about 3 feet.
Okay.
And she pulls in. I'm like, wow, that's sticking out a little bit. I park. I go in and get my food. I come out. Someone tried to pull in the spot next to her and right along the edge of her back of her car and their car and was waiting for her to come out.
Nice.
Like, yeah, saw that one ahead of time. So
however,
like I said, not major stuff.
So technically, if we're the insurance company, who's at fault for that? It's got to be the guy trying to park, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to. I mean, it's just sitting there. He could just go around it and not park there.
Right.
Like, or, know that it's too sharp, or, back out and go to another space.
Much to Monica's chagrin, he could have passed it and then backed into it.
Oh, he could have.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
Although,
could do that.
I will say this, and here, guess what I do now? Only during the summer do I, and only at work. Do I? I don't, and I don't back in per
you
se.
You better not say you back in. After all the arguments we've had on, you better not say you're back in.
Here's the deal. Here's
oh my God.
Here's what. Here's
you're
what.
You know what she's gonna say.
Oh
here's
my
what.
God. I don't care why. I don't.
What.
I literally. No. Hold on. I don't care why. You have given me over the years so much crap,
and I do hate
about
it still.
Backing in.
I hate it, and I hate that I do it.
Let me finish this. At the time, I was driving a pickup truck.
Right.
So pulling in, the turn radius on it sucked. So backing in was a lot easier. That's why I was doing it. Now that I'm driving a car, I very rarely back in unless I'm going into my driveway. You have zero excuse.
I do. I have a few excuses, actually. Actually, I take it back. They're not excuses. It's wrong and it's awful and I'm a douche. But I have reasons why I'm being a douche or whatever. But it's because here's the thing. First of all, part of the annoyance of people backing in is that we're all inconvenienced because of your jackass. In other words, okay, now you're pulling out. Now I can't go straight because you have to slowly back in and I'm waiting for you to get done. And that's annoying. In the morning.
How long is it?
It's annoying. If it's more than half a second, it's annoying. It's
because
probably
you could have just pulled
it's
in.
It's like
and
5 to 10
this
seconds.
This is the girl. Do you know? Okay, listen. You're maddening.
She's so kind in so many ways, but
because
she can't deal with backup people.
What are you? Because you would say to me, if I said this exact same thing,
right?
What are you in such a rush for? You can't wait 10 seconds, 15 seconds for someone to... You would say that to me all the time.
I don't like it when people tell me what I would say. I understand.
But that's my experience. You've done it.
I understand and can... I can empathize with people's impatience in that specific situation. You're right. I do want people to be patient in a lot of areas. In that area, because of your... It's not like... If that person wasn't at fault, if someone's doing something, I can have patience for something outside of someone's fault. It's not their fault. Okay, be patient with them. These people are just deciding to back in, so we just all have to wait for you. And that's fine, but hurry it up then. Go faster with your back in because we're not all here waiting on you all damn day.
Backing into a spot shouldn't take more than 15 seconds on the high end.
But sometimes it takes longer with people who don't know what the hell they're doing. If you can't handle that big
15 seconds when you're trying to find a spot is like an hour.
It's that horrible. Feels
15 seconds right now as you're sitting in your car.
It's a long time.
I said 15 seconds at the most.
I know.
If I see that spot, I think I swerve back right in.
I think 15 seconds is average because you're trying to monitor the situation, how much space you have. Then you're the spot is too tight. I can't do it anyway. Now I got to pull out and find another spot.
Yeah.
I will say, so then having said that,
when
I get here, there's the whole entire side of the parking lot is completely empty. Nobody's waiting on me. And it doesn't take me long because I'm a quick car. And so I pull, whole lot. Yeah, so I pull up and I just back in and that's fine. But second of all, I do it under a tree because Florida, I used to always park out front and park regular. But in the summertime, it's so flipping hot. I've noticed a huge difference parking under a tree. I get the shade. And when I get out there, I'm not dying of heat.
So only backing in gets you shade coverage?
That's my next question.
This is the other reason. And it's because, and listen, this is all me. And again, admitting my douchebaggery. But when I work out after work, and that's usually a few times, like today, for example, I get the hell out of here. And Gareth will tell you, I run. Yesterday, I was like, I'm out. I have a workout to do. And I like to be there by 2:30. And so I know it takes an extra 10, 15 seconds. My whole goal is to get out and on to 275 before 2:00. And sometimes y'all are a little run, 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 run. And so I'm like, let's go.
We're off every day by 1:54.
Yeah, we're not
every day.
But then the commercials take you past. So I have to it's always plus. Like whenever the clock says plus out here, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late. It's not late. I get it. But
what are you late for? You have a trainer or something?
No,
or?
I just want to get, I can get done with everything at a decent time if I just get the hell out of here. I don't want to be past, I don't want it to be 4:30 and I'm still at, you know what I mean?
So this is the reason you back.
Very selfish. Yeah. So I know it doesn't take a whole, it's very selfish and I admit it. And I pull out and if you see me, my glasses are still fogged up. My seatbelt isn't even on. I'm putting it on while I go. It's a bat out of hell situation. I want to make that light, and I want to get on 275. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, but I mean,
excuse me.
So you think that you have it timed so perfectly?
I do though.
That you make it through the lot and the light. You have the light timed.
Yes.
To backing out of the spot. You won't then make the light.
I know. Well, and I understand it's only what, like you said, 15 seconds or so, but I need that 15 seconds because if I get up to this first light here at the out of the plaza, that takes for flipping ever. And then if I get at the 7-Eleven light, that takes for, if I can make that first light, I will always make that second light. And I have no lights and I'm.
Then you're way ahead.
Yeah. So, I can make it home. For the record, I have made it home at 2:25 and I live in Lake Carrollwood Citrus Park. And that should not be that fast at that time of day. I haul ass. I'm going 80. I'm literally going 80 on the bridge.
Are going 80?
I am on a mission.
You're breaking the law doing that.
I know. I'm on such a mission.
I thought you're a rule follower.
I don't care. I want to get home and start the workout and be done before 3:00 or 3:30 or whatever, depending on what I'm working out. I'm telling you now, it is a mission. It's only
otherwise, you're 10 minutes later than that, right?
Can I bring it back real quick whole backing in, but pulling in versus pulling in? How come... You know, you don't have patience for somebody to back into a spot. But if they pull in, they got to back out of that spot.
I don't like it.
What's
you got to wait for that, too?
I don't like that either.
Well, you're waiting on either end.
Either, at one point...
You're in a parking lot.
No matter what, at one point, somebody backing in, unless it's like... unless the parking spot in front of them is empty and they can pull out, they're either backing in or backing out. At some point, if you come down that aisle, you're waiting.
I don't like either one. But the difference is that you don't have to. Like, we all have to pull in. We all have to go front, all of us. It's a choice. It's your choosing now. I'm going to have to wait on you because, and I won't, I'll be way more patient with someone who, even though it's annoying, if you have a big car, a big SUV, whatever, and you can't handle it, don't drive it. All paranoid about what's around you.
But I'm still going to have to back out.
I understand.
What is the difference?
I understand what you're saying. Like I just said, the difference is we all have to pull in. That's how it's designed. Mm-hmm. If you choose, even though you could pull in, to back in and hold everybody up, that's what makes it worse to me. And it's in my head. I get it. I understand. What did you say? I'm maddening. I understand all of that. I fully accept that. It's
you accept it or do you agree with it?
I... to me, it makes sense, so I don't agree with it. But I understand that it might not make sense to other people, and that's fine.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. Oh. I thought we cleared that up.
No. Did we, though?
I am backed in. I am backed in, but I inconvenienced nobody. Nobody was inconvenienced. And I get shade, which is good. And I will.
But you'd get shade if you pulled in.
You would.
You would.
Yes,
it's
I
really
would.
All about.
Would
or is the tree
out.
On the side where if you backed in, if the tree covers your driver's side? Is that why you go reverse into it?
No, the back end isn't for the shade. The back end is for the peeling out of here with unpeeling.
Gotcha.
And making
so you'll get shade.
You
got to
make those lights.
Uh-huh.
Got it. So you need us to be done, and you need to be hitting a commercial by 1:54 so that you can get out and you can catch that light.
Do you have to wait?
Because 1:55 is too late.
Wrap so do you want us to end the show earlier?
Wrap it up.
We can.
Let's go. We got
1:53 is the new time.
Only on the days I work out. Like I had a doctor appointment on Monday, so I was here lingering. It doesn't matter.
So if we ended the show at 1:52, my guess is Drew and John would then have to rush. Because, you know, to get themselves ready and everything else, because they're usually banking on 1:54 to give them that amount of time. So we can't end early. And then, I remember years ago, Drew had complained to John, and I get it, that we were running late, that we were running over, and
we were running into his stuff.
John asked us not to, so we made sure that it never happened again.
But if we do 1:52 so she can make her workout and they have to start at 1:59, that sucks because we hate starting a minute early too because we plan it for top of the hour because this is exact science.
See what I'm saying?
Starting to sound...
The moral of the story is it's not all about you.
No, exactly. I just was going to say this is starting to sound like it's all about Monica and I do not like that at all. So I make
do. Sure?
I do everything I do around that. So let's just...
So what happens if you are... Like if you got there at 2:45 instead of 2:30,
like
what happens?
Honestly, makes no sense.
Whole day is thrown off, Brett.
It really is. Honestly, I will scrap.
In what way, though? Someone who is independent.
I will scrap the workout. I'm mad if I get done too late. I will scrap the workout and I will go on a walk instead. And I don't want to do that in this Florida heat, but I will bring a big old bottle of water.
You're making me want to bring the crazy word back. And I swore I would never call you that.
This is OCD is what it is.
I would never call you that again, but...
I feel like maybe you just did.
No, I didn't.
No?
But I'm going to be honest. It's underneath. It's like right...
It's bubbling?
It's climbing out of my mouth.
If the Grand Canyon was a big pit of crazy, is she standing right on the ledge with her toes hanging over the side?
I'm trying... Well, it's not even about her.
And the rocks are crumbling?
It's about the way I'm handling the situation. Like, the word... Like, I tried to swallow it, but the word grabbed my teeth, and it's pulling itself.
I mean, thank you,
Tate. It's like it's pulling itself forward.
No,
is it using
like
your tongue as a roller?
And it's like, and the C is actually,
no.
The CR, I should say.
Oh, I can see the R.
Actually,
I can see
it. It's like right through the tip of my lips, and I'm like, trying to keep the easy word down there, but I'm having a hard time.
No, teeth. Keep it in.
You are something else, boy.
Listen, I understand that in this particular situation. I have my own thoughts about it, and everybody might not agree, and that's fine. Doesn't matter. I am who I am, and this is happening.
It's OCD.
Is that OCD? I think.
Absolutely. Unless you have, like, I have an appointment, or I have to go pick up my kid, or I have to go help somebody out with, unless there's something you have to do, you getting there at 2:30 or 2:45
or 2:36
doesn't change anything in your life.
It's late. Now it's
it doesn't
drive.
Change anything in your life. There's not somewhere you have to be. There's not a TV show there's not a sporting event that's on. There's not a store is going to close. There's not any of that.
It's
you getting your workout done as an independent woman, literally an independent woman outside of your cats. Nobody's depending on you.
We don't care what time you get home.
Okay, so Brett, because I don't like to think that I don't look at it as OCD, but if you're saying that it is.
100% is OCD.
I don't like that. So this is what I'm sweating already. This is what I'm going to try to do today. What if I get home? No, I can't. I want to.
You can.
Why don't you just try
Nothing
it?
Is going to change if you get there.
The workout will be done later, though. It'll be done.
So it'll be done later. And then what? Then what's going to happen
minutes.
If it's done later?
Okay.
What will change because that workout is done later? What's going to change? Tell me
what's the change. I don't know. Then everything, I don't know.
Then what?
Then
what
I'll be making my dinner a little bit later, I guess.
Uh-huh. And then what?
I don't know.
You can't save 6 minutes between 2:30 and dinner at, say, 5:30. You can't find 6 minutes to rush that up so you have dinner right at 5:30. or whatever the time is you
it's
eat.
It's like a personal goal to me. Like, if I can get everything done and it's before a certain time, it's like, yeah, I did it.
Okay, I get that.
Okay. And there's some days where you're not going to be able to.
I don't like that.
And the world will still spin.
Yeah. Your dinner will still be had. Your workout will still be done. TV shows will still be watched. And your cats will still be fed and played with.
Brett, you know what you're missing?
Tell me.
She'll be 6 minutes late for reading another 1,000-page Game of Thrones book.
It is a good book.
Right.
And if she's 6 minutes late for that, she's going to go into the DTs.
See, I didn't think of that.
Come on.
My issue is the... I go back to the back and end thing. She's giving me so much crap.
But hold on. It's just during the summer. In the winter, once it gets cold out and I can park out front again, I'll pull right in. No problem. I don't have to back in.
Got it.
Even if I have to work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There you go, people.
This is...
Somebody out there maybe might think the way you think. I mean...
Yeah.
Somebody might think the way
people with OCD.
And I don't mean about the back end thing, because we've talked about this a million times. But I mean the minutes by minutes and certain things being done certain times, and you feel like you're like, reward, bing, I get the trophy emoji because
I
got
it
done at a certain time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pete on line four. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Monica is just the epitome of every other driver down here in Tampa. It's just impatient, totally impatient. You put a 10-minute slowdown on I-4, and these people go out of their minds. Mm-hmm. They're driving on the sides. They're driving backwards and everything else. You know, you go on the Long Island, Long Island Expressway, you get stuck in a traffic jam, and everybody looks around and goes, hey, so what? We're all in this together.
I don't know.
You put a 10-minute...
Sure. Oh,
listen, you just express that to me. I mean, you can't wait for anything. 80 miles an hour over what, the Gandy? No wonder my goddamn... insurance is so expensive.
Howard Franklin. But I was saying, I don't know if I believe you about I don't believe you about the Long Island Expressway. I don't know that everybody's just happy about that.
No, we're not.
No. Yeah, he's wrong there. No.
Nobody's happy, but there are no options, really.
Right.
I mean, you are just stuck in it. But there's no options going over the Howard Franklin Bridge either.
The only option is road rage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you want to see a traffic jam, Monica? I'll put you at the mouth of the Midtown Tunnel and tell you to get to Riverhead about 75, 80 miles away on Thanksgiving Eve. There's a traffic jam.
At 5 o'clock.
Now you're speaking.
That trip will take you 6 hours.
Latin.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, man. Oof. Thanks, Pete.
And that's the thing is, I'm very fortunate that I get off of work at 2 o'clock so that I can avoid all of that traffic. Exactly. So then I need to, so as to appreciate it, I need to take full advantage of it and not just take it for granted.
So you're beating the crowd to the gym for the workout, that kind of stuff? Is that what you're doing? The whole thing is to beat everybody to these things because they're still at work?
If we could wrap up before Dead Guy, guys, I got some groceries I need to do.
So, you got it.
Speed out of
here. Because
the store's going to close, right? That's a real thing. The store will close.
Wrap it up, guys.
That's right. He needs to be out at 12:30 from now on. He's got a grocery shop every day.
I mean, if that's an option, I can get done with everything even earlier.
Dizzy. All right. Oh, we're Roger and JP. The show is just underway. Hope you're having a good day and you're getting everything you need to do on time. We'll give away $1,000 at noontime. Dead Guy, about an hour. We'll be right back.
It's Roger and JP on...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.